Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And I'm checking in today with Tessa Beck. She's the gallery director at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids. I was intrigued on Facebook. I noticed that they had a new collaborative show going up. And in these times of COVID, with galleries sort of slowly opening their doors to the public again, I thought, I'm going to check in with the Namath, see how they're doing, see how COVID's affected them, and find out more about this new show that they've got going up. So Tessa's with me right now. Good morning, Tessa.
Hi, good morning, Katie.
Thanks for joining me today. Tell us, for our listeners who don't know about the Namath, tell us about it. And I know there's a permanent collection there, and you also have rotating exhibits that come in and out. Could you just lay it out for us a little bit?
So we have a pretty unique situation, I feel at least in my experience at the Namath. So we tend to focus on contemporary shows, which we rotate usually about two or three different exhibitions per season, with our season running from the beginning of May through the end of September. We're in a beautiful, historic, the former courthouse space, actually, just off of downtown Park Rapids. And in addition to the contemporary shows that we run, we also, like you mentioned, have a pretty unusual permanent collection filled with paintings done by the students of masters, ranging, I think the oldest one I found in my research so far was, I think, dated back to the 1500s.
Wow.
All the way through into I think the 19th century is kind of where that range is. So it's pretty unusual to have all of those things kind of in one space, right?
Right. In Park Rapids, Minnesota. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It's amazing. I mean, I really feel like, especially for the timing of our season, it's this really lovely combination of serving the local population as well as the tourists that come through as well. So I feel really special that we have such a vibrant and lovely community and space to host those kinds of things too.
Yeah, one of my first artist interviews when I got my job here at the radio station was with Jim Denemy, Native American artist. He had a show at the Namath. So that was one of my first interviews, and it's still one of my favorite interviews. And I really just love that whole space. It's such a historic building, and there you could wander around in there for quite a long time.
Well, right. And I remember that show too. And I mean, Jim's a superstar. I mean, there's been some pretty amazing artists that we've been able to get through our doors into our programming. So yeah, what a great early interview. He's fantastic.
He is. Well, COVID has just changed everything in our lives. I mean, just even going to the grocery store, every sort of small thing is a little bit different. How has gallery life changed at the Namath? And I know that you're sort of entering a new realm now, letting people in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been a whirlwind, to say the least. Starting, of course, when the pandemic started setting in. That's kind of, you know, early March, mid-March is when I was going on a lot of visits to start preparing for, or basically not just start preparing, but sort of solidify, you know, the show that's actually up right now. You know, things are starting to ramp up for us beginning in, you know, late February and March. And we really had to sort of just completely adjust our season entirely. And like I said, normally we open May 1st. We were scheduled to have a career survey from the Wisconsin-based, but also partially Minnesota-based, T.L. Celine, who, you know, is amazing. And then we were also scheduled to host a pair of international artists to follow him. So, I mean, we really had to really think on our toes and figure out the best way to move around our schedule and just basically be as flexible and as creative as possible. We also have sort of refocused and tried to put more emphasis on, you know, our online programming, doing sort of like virtual studio visits and kind of like virtual demos or live stream demos. So those are things that I felt, you know, was a direction that would be relevant for us anyhow, but we just weren't expecting it to be all at once and for such dire, you know, circumstances.
Right. So when you made the exhibits online accessible, that sort of In my mind, I feel like it has a broader reach, maybe. Have you noticed more people perusing the online exhibits since COVID?
Yeah, and I think there's people are just looking for, I think, a sense of connectivity, a feeling of escape. And, of course, it's not quite the same as experiencing it, you know, in person, physically. But I really felt like it was at least my responsibility to try to provide some sort of, you know, escape from the, you know, kind of stress. And whether it be for, you know, for example, like the parents, if I could just, you know, if we have one of our artists doing a drawing demo, for example, like maybe I could, you know, burn 45 minutes of their kids' attention, you know, or things like that. But also just given the fact that we're seasonal and also, you know, kind of tucked away in the woods, I think it's important for us to have more of a robust online presence, especially because, you know, I feel so strongly about the strength of our shows. So, like I said, in a weird kind of twisted way, it didn't feel like this at first, but there's been some things that have come from COVID that I think are really positive for the Name If, and there's been some sort of like attention shifts that I think we'll maintain. We were just, you know, sort of thrown into it rather than easing into it like we maybe normally would have.
When you said you've changed some things for the better, besides the online piece, what else has been going on?
So we opened our doors just last weekend. So I'm actually on my way now to open up our doors for our second weekend. In switching things around, we actually expanded the group show that's on due right now to occupy the entirety of our gallery spaces. So if you've been there before, we have the main gallery space, which was the former courtroom. So it's really lovely and has high ceilings and great natural light. And then we have kind of the more intimate, cozy side spaces. And so, yeah, we just opened a group show titled, of course, Where Else? And it features six different regional artists, mostly Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota based. And, yeah, I mean, we're sort of exploring. Initially, you know, the show was in its early conception, you know, a year ago. And at that point, I was thinking about, you know, the idea of place, especially, you know, having a group show next to, you know, hung next to a pair of international artists. I really wanted to express the strength of what's also being made here. And I was hoping to, you know, find little moments of when that, like, sense of place would connect, you know, two different artists with different practices. And that's another funny thing about COVID, too, is that I already had that, you know, that idea of place and ritual and comfort. But, you know, when you're quarantined or locked down in your home for 3 or 4 or more months, those ideas start to have a really different meaning. And so in this unexpected way, I think the ideas behind the show have actually become richer and I think more obvious now after such a, you know, unprecedented moment for all of us. So, you know, it feels weird to say I don't want to say I'm thankful. I don't know if that's how I feel, but it's just really fascinating to me that the meaning, at least for me, has already changed and like developed so much, you know, with being so early with having our doors open.
You're Thursday through Saturday?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. And the group show, it's different mediums. Each of these artists have different mediums. Could you talk a little bit about those artists and how their pieces, how they relate to the theme?
Sure. So another, I think, nice element about the selection of artists in the show is it kind of ranges between artists who are approaching kind of a mid-career stage of their career and their practice where, you know, they're perhaps represented by a gallery or, you know, they're just kind of hitting their stride in that way. They've been doing it for a while. I think of Megan Duda, who is a photographer who's featured in the show. And she's really fascinating because she mainly works with pinhole and like analog photography. And she's really interested in building cameras that help her record the light and the landscape in a more kind of physical way. So she has this really cool piece that hasn't been displayed in this way. She basically went up and down the Mississippi River and shot, you know, different locations to essentially create this sort of panorama type experience. And so I'm really excited for people to kind of navigate. It sort of winds through a few different of our gallery spaces. And it's just lovely. And it's really, you know, of course, it's very relatable in that way where we recognize that place. And I think she takes the most sort of like expansive view on that idea of place that I keep kind of going back to. Another artist who is kind of on the cusp, I think, of really having a pretty major moment and a pretty major career is Lauren Roche. She is a self-taught artist who was based in Minneapolis for a really long time, and she's mainly doing drawings and paintings that deal more with, like, the female figure and animals, and they're in these sort of kind of dreamlike, sort of unknown landscapes and spaces. And I think her idea of place is a little bit more, you know, intimate and bodily, and it's more about like a home within yourself, kind of, I feel. So I'm thrilled to have her work because, like I said, I think she's really about to have a really major moment. And then we have also a few artists who are more emerging artists, where they just, you know, two of the artists just finished their MFAs at MCAD. So they're just kind of breaking out. And so I have a fiber artist named Alonzo Pantoja, who actually started his MFA doing paintings and then switched kind of radically into hand weaving. And he's doing these really lovely kind of sort of bodily and physical weavings with his hands. So it's a huge range, but I think that they really are relating to each other in this really beautiful way.
How do you find your artists for these collaborative shows?
So the group show takes a little bit more planning because, of course, you want the work to be able to, you know, kind of sing on its own, but also be harmonious with the others. And in this particular case, this is kind of my first sort of major group show that I've curated. And it started with me kind of just making a list of sort of my favorite regional artists and then just sort of narrowing it down from there. So I have some work experience both in Fargo and Minneapolis. And so kind of going to shows there and doing some studio visits like with the universities has been really helpful. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of keeping a mental note of who's doing something that I'm interested in or who's someone that I want to support, basically. And so that's kind of how this show came together, at least.
Love it. We're talking with Tessa Beck. She is the gallery director at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, Minnesota. They've got a new exhibit up right now called, of course, Where Else? It's a collaborative show, and it sounds really fascinating. Tessa, you mentioned that a drawing seminar online. What else has been going on that you could offer people or the Namath is offering people in these odd times where we might need to just sort of stretch that part of our brain a little bit?
Totally. We were definitely kind of in this sort of learn-as-we-go type phase. I think it's a huge benefit that we're able to now be open. We have plenty of space, and it's really busy, so we can at least, you know, I think people can really feel comfortable as far as COVID goes, and we're, you know, taking a ton of precautions and extra measures. So I think being able to take advantage of some, like, physical presence while we have it could really be a huge benefit, especially in a mental health regard. You know, of course, like I said, I didn't plan this, but there's a really like distinctive intimacy to this show, and I hope that people can feel that. But then coming out of our season and maybe looking into another, you know, we can't who's to say, but I mean, I have a feeling about how this fall might pan out, and I hope that we can really bolster that online element and hopefully provide, you know, more demonstrations from artists. And just like I said, just keeping your brain busy and also letting yourself kind of be free in that way, too. I think it's a little bit intimidating to start if you've never done it before, like making any artworks or drawings or whatever it might be. But I think this is a really beautiful time to do it because just having that brain and hand connection, and it really can take you to a meditative place. and there's no one around, you know, to be hard on you, or you know, you're doing it for, you know, just for yourself. So I think this might be a really beautiful time to start. And it doesn't have to just be art making. I mean, we've already noticed that with baking and other, you know, more craft type things. And I mean, I support all of it. I'm still trying to kind of creatively problem solve to this, as far as like, how can we go even further than what we're already offering? So I guess we'll hopefully wait and see, but that's sort of the direction that I'm thinking, at least.
Right. Well, it sounds like you guys have some really great ideas going and implemented. And I love that you're just continuing to think, to have forward thinking and consider what else can we do. It's so important. And we're only 4 months into this thing, and who knows what's going to happen. So I'm sure grateful for galleries and creative spaces, because like you said, there is something very healing about even just viewing art. It can change our mental attitude. And of course, creating it takes us into another space that is very therapeutic.
Absolutely. And I think also sort of paying attention to what other regional art centers are doing and how they're problem solving as well. I mean, it seems like, at least in my experience, it seems like the attitude from all of us, I mean, even the folks at Region 2, our grantors, I mean, there's just been this very kind of like unified attitude about support and, you know, trying to serve our communities as best as possible, but also support each other too. And I have to say, just a shout out to them. I mean, like I said, especially Region 2, I mean, they provide so much support for us, but the flexibility that they offered us and other spaces as well, and during the very face of this, was just, it was lovely. I mean, I just felt like everyone was being supportive of each other, and I hope that attitude can also kind of prevail as this thing rolls along.
Well, I should probably let you get into your office, open the doors, and let the people come in and see the exhibit. Thanks so much for taking time to talk today. Is there anything else you want to add?
So we are still kind of determining whether, you know, the best route when it comes to like an artist reception. And I was really looking forward to, I mean, artist receptions are always lovely because you get the public and the artists in the same room. And usually there's a talk, and it just kind of just, you know, illuminates the work. And especially in a group show setting, just to have all of those artists together, it's really amazing. So I would suggest following us on our website and via social media, just to kind of find out, because we're thinking, you know, maybe we do like a socially distanced, like outdoor reception, and then just have like small groups go through. We're also, like I said, also figuring out how to do some like in-person classes as well, just as safely as possible. So I hope to be laying out the dates and the kind of procedures for that in the next few weeks. So I would love, and besides that, just come see me Thursdays through Saturdays, 10:30 to 4:30. I think it would be a really nice break, always, but especially now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We'll be following along on social media and your website. So thanks for all you're doing to bring art into our world, even when we can't get to you. It's very much appreciated how you guys are thinking outside the box to create access.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And thanks for reaching out, Kate. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Have a good second weekend of being open.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Tessa Beck. She's a gallery director at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids. You can find them on social media and namathartcenter.org. And check out their collaborative exhibit. It sounds like it's pretty amazing. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.